If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, your territory is ginormous. You were just talking to Julie about going out to her home out in down in Peoria because she travels 3 hours to do the show. What is your territory, real quick?
It's pretty much border to border. We cover all of Chicagoland area.
So you go from the Indiana line, the Wisconsin line. How far west, how far south will you go? Will you go to Joliet?
Yep. We've been to Mendota, Sandwich, Rockford.
Moni, Manhattan,
Mokina.
Kankakee, if it's a big enough job.
That's right.
Out to DeKalb, past DeKalb?
Absolutely. Sycamore.
Sycamore? Well, yep. that's
DeKalb there, too.
Sister of DeKalb out there, sistering town. So you got a pretty big service area.
Correct.
All right. So
a lot to cover.
So, you know, we mentioned that if somebody in the western suburbs who's an attorney, a divorce attorney, who rhymes with Julie Gumina, owns these chairs that she can't get rid of, you will come pick them up. There will be a fee to haul them away, but they will no longer be in Julie's house.
That is correct.
And how does that work? What should somebody that is might be a divorce attorney that has the name of Julie Gumina out in the western suburbs do if she wants to get rid of these chairs that she can't give away?
Well, she can definitely take a couple different avenues. Our most popular one is calling our call center through their 1-800 number. She can also self-book. Go online, book an appointment. We'll come on out. We'll sit down with Julie. We'll look at what she wants to have removed. We'll give her a price up front. We guarantee our pricing up front. And then if that works for her budget, we'll take care of those chairs.
Can she go to your website and upload a picture of the chairs and put in the number of chairs, and you could give her a ballpark estimate, a pretty tight estimate of what it would be to haul that away?
Yeah, so a lot of our website interaction is also with our call center, so you can definitely provide a description, what you have there, and then further just conversation with the call center reps, and they send them pictures, they get them to us, we can get those quotes out pretty quickly too.
What's the website?
Junkluggers.com.
Plural.
Plural.
L-U-G-G-E-R-S.
Correct.
And how big is the truck that you send out?
So we send out what's called a 16 cubic yard truck. Now, okay. People are like, well, what's that, right? Yeah. Basically 16 washers and dryers.
Okay.
I mean, imagine that. That's how much space fits in our trucks. And then if it takes one truck, two trucks, 10 trucks, whatever it takes.
Because Julie right now is processing how much other crap she's got in her house. Because I've known Julie for almost 2 years now, and I understand how that mind works, okay? And it's kind of frightening that I understand this just from working with her for the past 2 years. She's already got half the truck filled up in her head as to what's going, right?
Right.
And when she gets home, she's got the other half, because Rafe is now doing inventory, her husband, on the other half of the truck that she doesn't even know that he wants out that'll be a full truck. So what is the investment of a listener that wants to clear out a bunch of stuff? And I'm going to give you examples.
Sure.
The garage that has been loaded with a Yiddish word, chazarai, okay, for the past 3 to 5 years, hasn't moved. The storage locker that our listeners are paying $99 to $399 a month that hasn't been opened in the past 6 months and has been filled with the same chazarai for the past 48 months, that they're paying between 1,200 and 5 G's a year storing crap that hasn't moved out of that storage locker. I'm sorry for all the storage locker owners out there for mentioning this. The stuff in the basement that has been in the basement that you have to dodge around and move around and get out of the way, clear out that, right? What is the investment for a quarter of a truck, a half a truck, a full truck? How do you break that down?
Yeah, so it's really, again, like you mentioned it, space, right? So volume. And when you look at a full truck, we're right around $680 a truck.
Okay.
Full truck. And then it goes down, obviously, as you take on less. However, the most economical is the full truck because it's volume-based pricing. So our price per square foot or per cubic yard goes down the more you have.
Okay.
So a quarter truck's right around 250 and so on. So a lot of it depends on zip code and how far we have to travel, but those are the ballpark numbers.
See, what you could do is he could stack the chairs on top of each other.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
I know.
I got 10 chairs. Can I stack them up and like only take a little bit of space?
Absolutely. So for those of us who are in certain generations, we all know the game Tetris.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? And so we know very well how to pack. And so we want to make sure we are as efficient as possible, because we want to get called back again, because guess what's going to happen? You're probably going to have some more later on down the
right.
road.
Right. Well, that's why Julie wants you to send out two trucks.
Right.
Just leave one truck there overnight, and she'll load it up. Yeah. You know, have Rafe load it up. She'll be pointing.
And that's the great thing too, is that Julie or Rafe don't have to lift the finger. Right. That's why we're there. Really, right? Most of us can take care of our own things, and for a lot of us who don't have the time or the energy or can't, we're a great solution for that. If you're under the gun, etc.
Does your company have the big open containers that they put at the end of the driveway that you just pull away at some point?
We have that as well. So our trucks are designed actually that way for the purpose of the fact that, oh my gosh, Julie called us up. We showed up with one truck. She needs five. Mm-hmm. Right, so we can take that truck.
I don't have that much junk.
How do you know Julie so well?
So we can send another truck out there, swap the containers, and keep working.
Oh,
okay. Right. So it's very seamless and makes it very efficient for us. For you, you're not saying, "Oh, I have to come back 3 days later." No, we'll take care of it because we know you want it gone.
We've got 30 seconds before the break, and we'll come back talk more about this later on in the show. Those chairs are not going to a landfill.
Correct.
They are going to somebody, one of the many charities that you work with,
absolutely,
who can repurpose those chairs. So those 10 chairs in Julie's home that she has no use for today, there's somebody that doesn't have the money or the resources that needs chairs to sit on, that those chairs will go into somebody's home and will be put to good use and repurposed, not going to a landfill.
That's absolutely correct. And that's what really sets us apart. We work with many charities, Wings, Center of Concern, Habitat for Humanity, Restore Stores. We work on donations to them. We drop off. Wings picks up from us weekly. And we're constantly making sure that we're repurposing. We're at about 90% efficiency of repurposing.
Okay.
Or we're really making sure that things don't end up in that landfill. We also do some resale to make sure. And then with that, we're doing donations to Cal's Angels on top of that through our Remix Market store.
Phone number?
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
Website before we hit the break?
Junkluggers.com.